Welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break, where we change shit up. Ooh, you can see my desktop. Kind of. You can see the bottom half of the thing. Yes, we are trying out a different video chatting thing, because Google sucks. So, to hell with them. Especially their new Google Plus layout. Couldn't even find Hangouts. It was terrible. So don't even click that if you're even use Google Plus, which I don't know why you would use that, but whatever. Hangouts is terrible. So, we're trying out a new thing called VC. So you can kind of see I'm over here, Carrie's over here. My desktop is down here on the bottom. You can see my awesome Windows 10 setup. Anyway.
This is kind of cool because you can see us both. So it's not going to do the switching back and forth.
Right? And it's better video quality, at least so far, it seems like. You're not all grainy like usually you are until about halfway through, so... Hopefully this works. We're using OBS to capture my entire screen because it was really stupid when we were trying to do some other things. This seems to work out right now. So we'll be playing around with this, tweaking it up a little bit, seeing how this goes. So, yeah. I'm crossing my fingers that this will actually record the entire way through and not blow up in my face.
We have hopes.
The only thing that we're really missing is we don't have banners along here, so you couldn't see the fact that I spiked the eggnog and Carrie is a strategy guide aficionado, so. Better video quality, something that actually works versus...
Well, we'll introduce ourselves. He's Chris.
And that's Carrie.
Yeah. Yay!
And, as you may have noticed, last week we were gone because in the U.S. it was Thanksgiving. The day of gluttony, the day of many turkey deaths, the day that you eat just so much pumpkin pie, so much pumpkin pie. In fact, I came home because I went to Wisconsin, visited some family, and we had a friend coming over and she took care of our cat and all that. And she's from the South. God bless Southern people and their hospitality. We showed up to a refrigerator full of pies. Sweet potato pie, chocolate pie, pumpkin pie, and some sort of berry pie. And down south, they are pretty badass, so it's really good. The chocolate pie was so thick, though. It's so, like, she cut them off in these giant slices. I mean, like this.
Yeah.
I tried eating one of them, and I was just like, nope, can't do it. Not going to happen. So.
See, I'm actually not really a pie person. I think that because I went to my in-laws for Thanksgiving and they brought like is a pumpkin pecan pie conglomeration, and I don't like pumpkin pie or pecan pie, so I didn't even try it. But I made a brownie chocolate chip cheesecake. Yeah, basically like the cheesecake part is mixed up with chocolate chips. I used the mini chocolate chips, and then the crust is a brownie.
Gluttony day.
Angus had strawberries on top because you gotta have something healthy.
Oh, Carrie. So as you might have figured out by the way that we're going on and on about our foods, we're going to talk about Turkey Day. I didn't quite know what you were going to talk about. I don't think we really want to talk about the etiquette of sitting around a table hating Uncle Bob and drinking yourself into a coma, because that's what everybody does.
No, it's mainly that, you know, we, you know, had a few days off and... What did we do? Because I actually had no kids. When I went over to my in-laws on Thanksgiving Day, we were there all day, and then I left the kids there and went home by myself.
So that means you got to drink all the bottles of wine and play all the video games. And
I actually drank no wine.
Carrie, you're letting me down here. You're killing me.
Because I didn't want to fall asleep.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
I wanted to stay up and play video games, so I played Dragon Age Inquisition, because I finally had gone through Assassin's Creed Syndicate that week, and got all the blips, all done, except for all the Helix glitches, because seriously, way too many of those, but it's like everything was done, and I was like, well, damn, now I have like, you know, finished game blues, I don't know what else to do, and I was texting Jen, like, ah, I'm so sad, and she's, well, she played Dragon Age. Like, okay. So I picked up Dragon Age Inquisition. So I did that Thursday night when I got home. And then all day Friday I played that until I realized I got to get in the shower because I'm going to a Baylor football game. And that, oh my God. So it was in Fort Worth and it was 37 degrees and raining. And we were there until halftime. We watched the band play because she and I were both in band, and we went downstairs and asked. We got some hot chocolates, probably the best thing that they were selling there. And she said, "I don't know about you, but I'm done." And I'm like, "Yeah, I can't feel my feet." And when we got on the bus to leave, I realized that I was wet from my knees all the way down. So I was like, "Well, that's why I can't get warm." So when you're wet, you just can't. And then the rain just got worse. So we're so glad that we left. When we did, the temperature just kept on dropping. So it just, I'm surprised I didn't get sick. That was my main thing. I was like, I can't afford to get sick. Can you? She was, no. So yeah, we left and I got home like at midnight, even though we left at halftime. That's just how bad traffic was. And I didn't play that night, but then I slept in Saturday morning, which was amazing. Sleep until 9. It was so great. And then I played Dragon Age until about 2 a.m. on Saturday. It was great. So great. And then I played Dragon Age again on Sunday until I got the kids.
So you basically ate sugar overload. Then we're like, fuck it, here's the kids. And then just played Dragon Age. And got really wet. That's a pretty relaxing kind of time.
I was in a hoodie and sweatpants all by myself, and I never left the house aside from that Baylor game, and best weekend ever.
Surprised you even got dressed. I only get dressed for this. So,
I'm barely dressed.
I'm not wearing pants.
Well, I am wearing pants.
N7 yoga pants.
I am wearing N7 yoga pants. Yes, I have a
Oh,
problem.
Carrie. Wow. So that's a pretty chill kind of
It was so
4 days.
great.
Sleeping until
And
9.
then the kids came back. I was like, oh, really?
I miss you guys being
I miss you guys being somewhere else.
away. Well, let's see. What did I do? I drove out to Wisconsin on Tuesday. Stay with my parents. Because really, I see them like one time a year now. So, and then Wednesday, I started up like this new weird tradition with my brother. I think it was last year or the year before, where I just go over to his house and start. We'd like get, I mean, just obliterated. And then play video games. So, went over to his house on Wednesday and started that whole process of drinking a bottle of rum. And I don't think we really played a whole lot of games. Did the whole Thanksgiving thing, day thing, and then my two other brothers came over. So it was like, me and my three brothers, and we just drank and played all kinds of games. We did that both Thursday night, Friday, and then part of Saturday, because then Saturday, Megan and I drove home. So then I finished it off on Sunday. It was like, because everybody had all those great sales. And Saturday, was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday, because I texted you Saturday night that PSN had Assassin's Creed Syndicate for like 25 bucks. So I ended up spending the $50 and getting their, like, the deluxe edition, so I got like the season pass and all the DLCs and all that, so plus some new cool new costumes. That was pretty awesome.
Costumes are always good.
So, and played that, like, I only intended to play it for a couple hours on Sunday, and that basically consumed me.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what happens.
So, and then I just kind of kept eating pie. So that was, I mean, we played a ton of games though. We played a lot of co-op games, and it's amazing how we used to be able to sit down on a couch and play split screen games all the time, and that's slowly gone away to the whole, you got to have an internet connection. So it was interesting trying to find games that like all four of us could play, because a lot of it ended up being just two player games. So, but at 11 o'clock at night when you're 8 drinks in and
Wow. All right.
all of a sudden Trials Fusion becomes really badass when you're doing ass dragging with your unicorn with a kitty with a pistol trying to race each other. Yeah, that's a good time. So that was my turkey day. Actually, the whole weekend, really. A lot of travel. We finished off the Sword of Shannara. Megan and I did when we were driving out, and then we started The Martian which is a freaking awesome
I'm
audiobook.
assuming these are audiobooks.
Yeah. So, The Martian is freaking awesome. Even the guy that's reading it is really good. It's really entertaining. So, I'm just about done with that. I think I got like 2 or 3 more hours of that, so I should probably be done with that today when I'm making more camera straps, so.
I heard that was a really good book.
Oh, it's so entertaining. It's pretty solid. And then I
Yeah,
guess the movie.
may have to pick up the book because I'm a big person on reading the books before I see a movie.
Yeah, and the everybody raving about the movie is what got me. I was like, I've never heard of this book, so. And everybody, I had a lot of friends that were just like, "Oh my God, you got to get the book, read the book, or buy it on get it on audiobook." And I was like, okay. And then Megan taught me something pretty interesting, is that you could actually do buy a lot of the Kindle books, and then for like $3 or $4, you can get the Audible book along with it, as opposed to like just buying the audiobook for 20 or 30 bucks. You just buy the Kindle book for a couple dollars, add in the $3 or $4 Audible book, and away you go. So I thought
Yeah,
that was
that way
pretty cool.
you have both copies. It's
Yeah,
kind of cool.
I thought that was pretty awesome. So gonna start doing that now too.
Cool. Yeah, I actually finished reading a book series this weekend as well. Also based off, well, not based off of the movie, but I learned about it because of the movie. Maze Runner trilogy. I saw the previews for Maze Runner. I don't remember what movie it was. It's probably Guardians of the Galaxy, just because I remember I was there with Drew. And we saw, and you know, at the very end of the preview, they're like based on the book. It's like, interesting. So, and then, Scorch Trials, the second one, that movie came out recently. But so it was always like, well, I'm kind of interested in it. I want to pick it up. Well, when I worked my son's book fair, they had all three books there. I was like, well, I buy them here, then it supports students at my son's school, blah, blah, blah. So I bought all the books. They're young adult books, so they don't take very long to read. I read Maze Runner, and it's okay. It's okay. And then I read the next two. I was like, halfway through the second book, The Scorch Trials, I was asking myself why I was still reading this. And then the third book, I was like, really? Why am I reading this? Well, I've invested this much, I might as well finish it and see how it ends. And I put in my review, I was like, yeah, some of the big reveals were kind of surprising, but they were wrapped up in a big padded mess of meh.
Are you one of those people that when you start a book, you gotta finish it? You can't just like be like, "No, this book sucks," and just close it up, put it on the shelf, or take it to the
I have
library.
only done that to one book, only one,
Yeah, my
and
stepmom said, "Go ahead."
that was the original Phantom of the Opera. That book by Gaston Leroux. Terrible, terrible book. And I don't mean because yes, it's different from either musical, because yes, there are two different musicals, but and that's not it. I expect musicals and movies to be different from the books. The thing is, it's terrible. The writing is so bad. And I hated the main characters like Christine Daae and all that. I'm like, the fandom can have you. I mean, you're annoying as shit. I don't understand why these guys just love you, but whatever. But yes, I do have to read them. I mean, and this is one of those things, like, I kept wondering, like, is there some big reveal at the end of this that makes it like, oh, that is so neat, and make you want to reread it so you can, see all the hints later? Yeah, no, didn't have any of that. And they wrote a prequel after it, and like, yeah, I don't care.
Oh,
I really, yeah, so good times.
good times. So, we've covered our Thanksgiving days. Besides Dragon Age, which obviously consumed the shit out of you, and Assassin's
Oh.
Creed, which got all the blips, and I'll get into that in a little bit. What else did you play?
I started Dragon Quest Heroes.
I saw this, and I've been interested in this game since I saw it. I watched like two streams of it, and then I was like, okay, this is a game that's on my radar now. I definitely need to get it. And you're actually reviewing it because you're trying to get in the good graces of Squeenix.
Well, yeah, I feel horrible. I think I got this game like right before I got the advanced review copy of Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So it's like the advanced review copy has to come before, a game that they didn't send me until like after it was released. And then, you know, as soon as I finished Assassin's Creed, right after Assassin's Creed Syndicate, then Halo 5 showed up, and then the day after I turned in the Halo 5 review, Tomb Raider showed up, and yeah, so it's been a while since I've done all that. I've been kind of slacking, but I honestly needed some downtime or just didn't review anything. And then, oh, I also had, you know, the season finale of Life is Strange in the middle of all that. And so I finally was like, you know, I got this as a review copy. I should review it. They probably won't care too much that it's so late, as long as I reviewed it. That way they didn't, you know, waste shipping and all that. So I started it because, you know, JRPGs, they're short. They're, you know,
Yeah, they're
they don't take too long.
100, 200 hours. You should have this done next week.
And you know, I'm gonna have to be reviewing Xenoblade Chronicles X, being my Wii U contribution of the year, and
Oh, you might as well just fucking golf. You're done, man. You're never gonna get dragging. Oh.
I know that one's also really short. So, but anyway, so I started Dragon Quest Heroes, and I was expecting it to be like a typical Dragon Quest game. I haven't played Dragon Quest games since Dragon Quest VI. I'm expecting it to be like that, you know, your typical turn-based. You know, of course, the character design looks like it's all Goku out there because it's all Akira Toriyama. And so I was expecting turn-based. I was also expecting, you know, plenty of the traditional Dragon Quest things, like, you know, praying at the temple to save and to resurrect your people and, you know, the slimes and just little things that you always expect out of these games. I did not expect it to be action and Dynasty Warriors-like,
Yep.
which is a pleasant surprise. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. From the couple streams that I watched and talking to a couple friends and all that, they're like, yeah, this is and it's a huge throwback to anybody that really enjoyed the Dragon Quest series. So it's kind of like Hyrule Warriors is, where you get all those nice little things that kind of bring you back into various portions of all the Zelda games. So the Dragon Quest Heroes is supposed to be pretty much kind of along the same line.
Yeah, which makes me kind of sad that I haven't played like a lot of the original, you know, Dragon Quest stuff. But I'm really happy that it's not, you know, turn-based because I know it won't take me as long. It's gonna be a long game, but you know, turn-based, I mean, those battles can take forever. And then if you die, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's all over again. And but yeah, it's not like Dynasty Warriors in that like you're in a set, you know, kind of real-time strategy stuff going on, but it's Dynasty Warriors in that there's this the hordes of enemies, and you can stop the flooding in by, you know, stopping things that they're opening, which is very, you know, like Hyrule Warriors was. But you're not set in this fortress, and at least I haven't got to the point where like there's just missions where it's like, you know, you must stop these boulders from attacking your fortress. Which I think was that was very that's Dynasty Warriors and Hyrule Warriors. But yeah, so that was a pleasant surprise. But I mean, I had a lot of fun. I didn't want to put it down, but I was getting really tired, so I had to go to bed. I chose the English voices just to see, and I was not expecting British accents, which for the male character works out pretty well. The female, I'm like, no, some of the things that you say, I think a Japanese would work better because she does a lot of very Japanese phrasing. So it doesn't sound like, and I was explaining to my boss, like, it just doesn't sound right in English. The Japanese, in their speech, they do a lot of inflections and a lot of dynamics in their dialogue that we don't have in English. And so you hear it in English, you're like, that doesn't sound right, but it sounds very natural in the flow of Japanese because that's just how they talk. And the king is so over, like, these are typical JRPG over the top and rah, we're gonna kill everything and rah, we're good, which sounds very strange British, the British accent. So, I'm enjoying it. Like, I haven't gotten very far, I've only gotten to like the first town. But yeah, so that was a huge surprise for me. I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yeah, with all the time I have, so excited.
And
Especially since my first PlayStation Lifestyle review assignment showed up today. You want to guess what that is?
guessing it's a long game. And
It's a
it
brand new game.
is
Just
that
came out this week.
is it Xenoblade?
No,
You,
no, no,
oh
no,
no.
no, no, because PlayStation Lifestyle.
Oh. No, I don't even. I haven't even been following what's come out this week.
Just Cause 3.
Oh.
That's also a tiny game.
Yeah, my brother actually set up. He set up his Twitch account last night while my other brother and I were watching, and we were just. I gave him so much crap for his terrible choice of usernames. And then he, because he sets it up on his PlayStation, so he didn't he actually go into all the Twitch settings. So we had that 10-second delay.
Yeah.
So like my brother and I are, because we're all on a chat party on the PlayStation. So we're all talking to each other, but then we're watching his 10-second delayed video content. So we're like, "Why the fuck did you do that?" And he's like, "Do what?" And we're like, "Well, why did you jump off that building?" I did that like 10. That was a while ago. And I was like, well, we're, yeah, no shit, because we're on a delay. And we're all talking real time, watching your delayed ass video. And then it's coming through on his Twitch stream.
Wow.
It was a good time. It was a good thing that it was only the two of us watching. So, and my brother, bless him, he's so funny. He's like, well, I got it. Please like, share, and subscribe to my channel. Please like, share, and subscribe to my channel. I was like, oh my God, dude. You got the Facebook thing just nailed down. Oh, so.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that was a good time. It was a good time. It's very much Just Cause. My brother keeps asking me why I don't play it. I'm like, I've never played a Just Cause game, but he was blowing up all kinds of crazy stuff and just
Explosions.
explosions.
The honest trailer that came out yesterday was about Just Cause.
Oh, I'll have to
It
watch
was
that.
like, I think it, it always says at the end, starring. It's like starring explosions, 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 explosions. Nope, didn't mention
No, not new
boobs.
beebs.
Nope, it was all about the explosions. That's really what Just Cause is all about. Like, I was talking to another friend about it, and she's saying that she's like, well, those games bored me. I'm like, hey, I'm going into it knowing that there's not much to it except for just blowing up everything around you, and I'm cool with that.
Yep. That's pretty much what I saw last night when he was playing it, so. Oh, brother.
I'm fine with setting fire to this entire island. I don't know how that's going to save them from the tyrant that they're under, because as the honest trailer said, they can just be re they can just rebuild, right?
Oh, Just
Yeah.
Cause. I forgot it's yeah, that is a game that just came out. And you're reviewing that for PlayStation Lifestyle, huh?
Not what I expected from my first review assignment from them, but that's what it is.
Oh, well, go ahead and enjoy all that luscious free time that you have. I mean, Xenoblade isn't going to take you a year and a half to complete, so just go ahead and play the first 5 hours and just throw in a review. That's what you got to do.
Isn't that what everyone does?
That pretty much. I think that's why Kotaku got blacklisted. Oh.
Actually, it was not over a review.
No, I know. It's 'cause they're wanting
Because
you to
they,
just
because
let's not
no,
get.
because they leaked content.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've kind of argued that whole thing like a lot this last couple of weeks.
Ah, Twitter, social media, you'd be fun. So, that's what you got, huh?
That's what I got. I'm about to post my review of Triforce Heroes. Strategy guide. No, I did not finish the game, but it's because I couldn't take replaying levels anymore to farm for costumes. yeah, it just, yeah. And I can't tell, I think that this, I can't tell if the game is really, if it's really meant for multiplayer or if I just am not fast enough for certain things.
It's probably more because it really is designed for like four people, from what I could see. So,
Three people.
three. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, but I mean, I played more than half of it. So I got to the point I was like, yeah, I know I have to farm for this costume because he's been right before about getting the certain costume. And I can't, I played this level now four times and still haven't gotten the material. I just can't do it anymore. Can't do it. I can't.
Just give up. Just be done.
Well, I mean, it's not like your traditional Zelda game. I don't feel like I'm missing out on any, lore or whatever. It doesn't even take place in Hyrule.
But you're missing out on all the costumes.
I'm okay with that. I really am.
Carrie, those fancy shoes, man. Those fancy shoes and that big poofy coat. Come on, man.
Yeah, but seeing some of the costumes I won't be able to get unless I do the challenges. Which, fuck those, man. So you get to replay, you get to replay the level like three or four times for each challenge, because there's like three or four different challenges for every level. And you get a rare item that you can use to craft the rare costumes. And it's like, you know, like some of the challenges are never get hit, don't fall off, don't pop any balloons, don't use your sword. You know, like, no, that's not fun.
Yeah,
I played
fuck
a
that.
couple. I was like, this is not fun.
Yeah,
I don't
fuck
get
that.
it. No, this is not. Or my favorite, complete it in this amount of time. Yeah, put a timer over my head. That gets me happy.
Yeah, anytime there's a timer, I'm just like, nope.
Yeah.
Fucking hate this.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Halo 1, and your fucking end level. Yeah, exactly. And Blake is now telling us that we're a bunch of whiny little bitches, because he probably just nails that shit out of the park every time, so.
Well, it's because he is an idiot savant with the Warthog. That's all that it is. Like, I do not know how I beat that game the first time I played by myself.
Yeah, I'm
But
still trying to remember.
I probably replayed that Warthog that very the very end at least four times.
Yeah,
And I
fuck that level.
remember, I know I've said this before, but I remember is looking at the strategy guide and it said if you're not comfortable with the Warthog controls, you will be. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's true. It really is true. Because by the end, like, because I now had the course memorized. You know, of course, it was funny because I was playing with Drew this last time, and I remembered how that goes in the end. And because I was riding in the back because he was a little slightly better driver than I was. We got to that part where it looks like the foe hammer is going to pick you up, but I know it didn't. It gets blown up. I'm like, go, drive, drive, drive. He's like, what's gonna pick us up? I'm like, no, it's not. Just go. He's like, are you sure? And then it blows up. He's like, oh shit. I'm like, you wasted a minute sitting there. Go. And it was one of those like we missed it. Like we saw the pelican we had to get in, but we couldn't make the jump in time. Like we watched the counter go down and we had to start the whole damn thing over. Like if we had gone, we wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, fucking, oh, fuck that level. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well then, let's see. What have I been playing? I have to look over on this screen now because I don't have it nicely right here anymore. So that kind of sucks. Anyway, see, I'm still working on Tales of Zestiria, and I swear to God, every time I sit down and play that game, like 5 hours just disappears. I don't know how that
Well,
happens. It's
it's another JRPG,
it
you
just
know? I mean.
goes away. So, I think I'm about halfway based on where I'm at in the guide on the main storyline. I should be about halfway through, so I'm hoping that I can get this done next week, which means I'm probably not going to get the Fallout guide done this year. Because let's just face it, it's Fallout, and that's a whole. And then if we get the Xenoblade, oh shit. But I was doing some cleaning this week and happened to notice that I had
Oh, I'm actually going to be taking the Xenoblade guide because I have to review it anyway, review the game. And I figured because you had Fallout, you were. Well, don't give me that face!
Fine. Fine. Take the guide. Whatever. I also played Star Wars Battlefront with my brother yesterday. We played the battle, yeah, is what we've been calling it. It's so easy. Yeah. We also, my brothers and I, we played Trials Fusion and we played Rocket League. So, Trials Fusion was very interesting because we all would play the unicorn that has a cat with a pistol. It's hilarious. It's just the most obscene thing. And we turned it into a game of ass drag because it's supposed to be like a motorcycle. So your unicorn will actually go like this and then drags its ass. You know, like a dog does?
Instead of a wheelie,
Yeah.
it drags its
It
ass.
just drags its ass across the ground. So, when you're really drunk, it's hilarious, especially at like midnight. And you're like, ass drag! Ass drag the game! And then you just try to see. And then we found out that you could launch your cat. So then it just became a thing where we'd all try to get to the very end and see who could get their cat the furthest. So, and you just hear all these meows as these cats go flying through the screen. It was hilarious. That game is, I the try
Weren't you guys streaming that?
because he didn't have his, he didn't have his account set up until last night. So, I know. I will probably, I may try to pick it up and then stream it, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fun. And then I found out why people really like Rocket League, because that game is addictive as all hell. Because we played that probably the most. And we play with like modified settings, so we were playing in low grav, so we're doing all this crazy shit. So, like, three of my brothers are trying to be real serious, and about halfway through, he turned on the you if you hit somebody hard enough, they'll blow up.
Nice.
So, like, three of my brothers are like actually trying to play this game seriously, and here I come. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm gonna kill everybody. So I just drove around the map, just trying to blow people up. It was hilarious. It was a good time, and I got just stupid addicted to that because we all like. I didn't sign in with my PlayStation account, so none of the stuff that I played, I actually earned. So I actually came home and was like, "Well, guess I'll play Rocket League to re-earn all the shit that I earned at my brother's house." That's awesome. But I can definitely see why people are addicted to it. And I'm about to spend the $2 just to get the DeLorean. I will admit, I'm like, I gotta have the DeLorean.
You just want the
I
DeLorean.
just want it. So I did that. And then as I talked about earlier, I bought Assassin's Creed on Saturday because it was on the PSN stupid sale. So I got that. I started on Sunday morning. I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna play this for a couple hours and I'll move over and start. I'll play some more Tales and I'll end the day that way. Nope. Just freaking Assassin's Creed. And like I told you earlier this week, I was like, I think this is probably by far one of the best Assassin's Creed games in the entire series. And
Oh, yeah.
I've played quite a few of them, and they have fixed a lot of. I mean, every time they release an Assassin's Creed, there's always some sort of like new thing that they try to fix and work on. So, the whole movement system now scaling up and down, especially when you get that cool little ropey thing, that also changes combat immensely. Like, I'll take Eve, Evie, and like when I'm doing the Templar hunt or whatever, I'll actually find spots to sit. I'll drop down, kill somebody, and then jump back up, and then lose. Like if anybody saw me, you basically lose them. So it makes combat so much more fluid. And it's like if, when you get in trouble, if you can, I just start tapping L1. I'm like, come on, find something to grab onto. Grab some. Oh yeah, I'm out of the. It also makes getting the those eagle the
Oh,
synchronization
the
points.
Oh man, you just
It makes that so much. I'm like, I remember in the very first game,
it
it
takes
was
you forever to climb.
and then Assassin's Creed 2, they kind of streamlined it a little bit, but it was still, man, just getting up to just these, and some of those games, like Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, I both remember had some really tall places to get up to, and getting up there, it took you like 5 minutes to do, because you're like, okay, so where's the next fucking handhold?
Right, or you'd have to like travel around because you couldn't get up there. Because like I don't know, I never played the first game, but like in Assassin's Creed 2, I forget what it was you had to climb. It's one of those this huge, rotund, dome, but you couldn't climb up that, so you had to find the one area
Yep.
around it and had to like I think you had to jump over to something else. I don't remember. It was crazy for forever to figure out how to climb that
Yeah,
stupid
they did
thing.
the same thing with like all the clock towers or the church and the bell towers, because some of the windows you could climb up, some of them you couldn't. So you had to keep going around to find the one window that you could. Oh, it was just like, come on. But
This rope launcher.
yep,
Bing!
you're up there in like 2 seconds. It's like, okay, that's pretty awesome. They also bring that. They also once you get that, there's like that mission where you're going around to fix the fuses, and it's like don't drop below 30 meters in order to do that.
Yeah, I
There's
fell.
that. Oh yeah, I was just like, okay, so there's a point. So I managed to do that. And so I thought that was pretty cool. My biggest thing that I found with this one though is, even though I got the DLC, like you open up the map, and I'm doing the classic thing where you just clear out all the areas and then you tackle the storylines, but what I'm finding that I really enjoy is that when you get to a new area, you usually have like the two little gold things that you can do, the help somebody and help somebody else. And then you have the things, the Templar hunts and all that. You don't actually get any of the DLC stuff start showing up until you've basically cleaned an area out. So the murder mysteries, the weird vision-y one, like the spooky thing, whatever they're calling that. I don't know. Like you had to
The
fight.
spooky thing.
There's the first one I did was where you had to hunt down the. There's like a ghost that you're running
Oh,
around.
that's the Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
The Charles Dickens memories.
So, like those things don't actually start showing up until you've cleaned the area. I just don't feel overwhelmed by the map. I mean, yeah, there's still a lot of shit all over that. It's like collect me, collect me, collect me. It's not. I don't feel so inundated with it. I don't feel like. Unity was really bad. You'd open up the map and you're just like, oh, so much shit that
Oh
I gotta
yeah.
take care
Yeah.
of. And this one, it
And
just doesn't do that.
I always meant to clear out everything in Unity, like do all the murder mysteries and things like that. So I really, really enjoyed it. I just never got around to it. And with Syndicate, like no, I've not done all the Charles Dickens things. I got to one and it's such a pain in the ass thing and it kept glitching out and things kept happening. I was like, that's it. I'm just like basically what you have to do is you have to physically haul this guy to the police station. You can't knock him out. So as soon as you knock him out, because I figure I'll just knock him out, then he won't fight me. Nope, you can't do that. Instant desync. Sometimes I would jump in and it wouldn't let me kidnap him. Like, okay, so there was a glitch there, so I would reset it. And then when I finally got him to the police station, like I actually had to get out of my cart and walk him in there. I got out, got him out, and then one of my gang members ran me over with a carriage and killed him. I'm like, fuck this game. God damn it! I was like, right there! You guys are all fired.
Oh man, yeah. I really like having the two different characters because they play so differently.
Yes.
Jacob is so much just up in your face, and so I used him to do all the dock stuff because there's really no good place for Evie to hide. So I was like,
Yeah.
okay, so I used him for that. But I really like how it's, if you get a skill point with one person, it carries over the other person. The only thing I don't
Yes.
like is that the weapons are, you gotta get both what Jacob
What do
gets
you mean you gotta
his,
get both?
like Jacob has his set of weapons and
Yeah.
Eve has hers, so you gotta
Yeah.
like you don't if you craft one for Jacob, it's not just instantly there for the other character. At least is what I found.
Yeah, it is.
Is
Yeah,
it?
it is.
I've
Yeah.
had to, buy them twice.
Nope, I haven't had to do that, but I didn't have them use the same things. Like Jacob, I had him use the Kukuri knife, and Evie the cane sword.
Yeah, I kind of tried to have her using the Korean as like.
But like for the revolvers, have you unlocked the revolvers yet?
I don't use them. I've been using throwing knives because they're quiet.
Well, yeah, I use those for Evie, but you get to a point where you do need a revolver. But regardless, with the revolvers, I mean, I never crafted double revolvers or anything. So they each carried the same revolver because this was because I think the biggest one I unlocked was the one that was automatic reloading. I was like, yes, here we go. You need this one.
Yeah. So, and I think the biggest thing that I noticed is that it flows so much. Like, just going from one burrow to the next burrow, it's so much more flu. I didn't. This is the first time that I haven't been like, okay, so this is. I cleaned out this area. Now I have to travel over here to get to this area. This game is just like, we're just going to kind of lead you right into it. And you're never like, well, what am I supposed to do next? Oh, well, here's what I'm doing next. Because the game just kind of guided me to it, so
Right.
yeah, I'm very, I really wish they had put Mad Max on sale too, because then I would pick that up too, but it was only $5 off, and I was like, nope, if you
I
don't.
couldn't believe that. They only did it for $5 off, but
But I'm sad that Assassin's Creed kind of got over, because it's kind of came out in the brunt of this massive mess of everything, so but man, it is so much fun. It is so much fun.
yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite Assassin's Creed games. It's one of the best ones up there. And of course, like Ross, because Ross, won the coffee I was giving away for Extra Life, and he tweeted out on Monday. He was like, "Man, I hate it when carriers write. I was playing this game all weekend. Like, you asshole! I told you it was good."
It is. I mean, the setting is brilliant. The being able to switch between, however, what style, if in both characters, you can definitely tackle the game with both characters. Evie definitely She's definitely there for this stealth though, because you try to take on too many people, and that cane sword is cool, but she does not have the brute force that Jacob has.
No, but when she gets up to level 10, it doesn't matter.
Oh, and you get both, yeah. But her
I do have
costume.
to say, if you get to level 10 and get the legendary armor for both of them, final boss is really easy.
I definitely like her outfits a lot more than I like his outfits. He looks too. He doesn't look assassin-y to me. He looks more like street hobo or just normal everyday dude.
Well, see, I made sure he wore the outfits that had the top hats because I just always loved it when he got done with the battle, he just put his top hat back on.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna, 'cause it's so easy to get up to like 20,000 pounds pretty quickly, so at least that's where I'm at. Like I'll spend a lot of money, and then all of a sudden I'll look back up and it's like, oh, 25,000 pounds. Okay, I should go like do something with my gang members or something. So
Oh yeah, I had by the time I was finished, like the gang was completely upgraded. I bought everything. I haven't crafted everything because you can only get certain things if you do like the Karl Marx or the Dickens or the Darwin stuff. And I haven't done the Dreadful Crimes thing yet. I know you get a cape, I think, but doing the Dreadful Crimes. But I did get her legendary armor, and I got and then there's some stuff you can only get using Uplay.
yeah, I saw that, and it's kind of like, come on.
Well,
Yeah,
I got there.
and then there's that whole microtransaction thing going on. It's
But you don't have to do that.
no,
I mean,
you don't. They definitely didn't make the game where it was like, oh, I'm always out of money because I'm always like, I have so much money. What should I do with it now? Especially now that I'm investing in my taverns and. My favorite thing is like I'll just not only running down the street and then like two dudes are like, hey, you, and I just like, okay, keep on running.
That's what I do all the
But
time.
if you're not running and you're just kind of walking along, a kid, you walk by a kid and he's got the little R1 above his head and you're like, yeah, I'll take your shit. I thought it's like this is so much fun. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to that. So
Have you unlocked the fight clubs yet?
no.
Yeah, there's an associate you have to find, and it unlocks street races and fight clubs. And then there's another associate, Ned, who unlocks the cargo hijacking and the train robberies.
Oh, nice. I want to do train robberies. That sounds like fun.
Train robberies are fun.
All right, enough about this. Carrie, take us home.
You're done with this, huh? No more Assassin's Creed?
Well,
Otherwise, we'll
because
be here all day.
we'll be here all day, and then I'll have to turn it on and start playing it, so.
That's not a bad thing. It's
I.
not it's a great game. I highly recommend. Of course, I highly recommend the guide as well, because the only way to find all the secrets of London to unlock the legendary armor is either you do a microtransaction to get the Helix credits to buy the maps, because you can't buy those treasure maps in the shops, or you can get the guide. Or you can actually sit and follow all the clues that the game gives you, but I don't have time for that. Because there's like There's 50, I think, secrets of London to find. So anyway, so you can leave us a comment on this post. So let us know if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, or email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. Of course, we ask that you follow us on Twitter. Chris is at Starvin. I am at Crunchy Chocobo, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask that you keep on reading SGR and subscribe to our YouTube.
Yay, subscribe. Please like and subscribe, as my
No,
brother
just
was saying.
like, just.
And with that, I think I have some sweet potato pie that I need to go have a chat
Take
with.
care of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with that, we're out. Peace!